My lord, the Hebrews have gone. Harun Ka prostrated himself at Pharaoh's back. Pharaoh said nothing. He stood before the enormous statues of Isis and Osiris. The gleaming white marble reflected the blazing Egyptian sun onto the tiny figure nestled atop the joined arms of the silent gods. The pharaoh's son was dead. The screams of last night's horror still echoed in the ears of all those who had survived. Harun Ka felt his own eyes well with bitter tears. Only, he did not weep for the son of Pharaoh. Instead, his tears were for his oldest brother, Istor-Ra, who, at this very moment, lay on the death altar in his parents' home. Throughout the land, families mourned. The death of the firstborn had come in the night, just as the Hebrew promised. These past weeks had been one nightmare after another. The heads of all the royal magicians still adorned the staffs that had once been symbols of their office. Well, all heads but one. Ready the men. Prepare my forces. We march within the hour. I will see this Moses on the end of my spear. Pharaoh rose slowly, head still bowed over the lifeless body of his son. And tell Neferefati to come at once. He will be given the same chance his nine brethren were given. The venom of anger displaced the sorrow in his voice. Harun Ka could feel the pharaoh's eyes bore into the back of his head as he left the chamber.